But first, the Arizona Court of Appeals yesterday rejected a challenge to Arizona's Medicaid expansion plan. The judges unanimously decided the assessment on hospitals used to bring in federal money is just that, an assessment, and not a tax, as a group of GOP lawmakers had argued. The legislature in 2013 approved expanding coverage for low-income Arizonans. That came on a simple majority vote. Critics of the plan challenged that, saying the assessment was really a tax, which would require a two-thirds vote for approval. Joining me now is Goldwater Institute attorney Adi Diner. He's part of the legal team representing the challengers to Medicaid expansion. Adi, good morning.
Good morning.
So I assume that you are disappointed in this ruling?
Yes, we are disappointed in the Court of Appeals ruling because it upheld the Medicaid expansion levy, even though it did not receive a legislative supermajority vote as constitutionally required. In determining that the levy is not a tax to provide health care to Arizonans, but instead an assessment to provide additional funding for hospitals, the court has construed Prop 108's narrow exception so broadly that it swallows the rule.
Now, you and your team have argued that essentially this ruling makes Prop 108, which requires any new tax to get a two-thirds vote in both the State House and Senate, essentially meaningless. How would you differentiate then between if the legislature wants a new tax and something like, for example, what's been done before, giving an agency the authority to implement a fee, for example, for off-highway vehicle permits, something like that, or in this case, Medicaid expansion?
That's right. That's exactly what's happening here. Allowing a bare majority to hand an unelected administrator virtually unlimited power to tax, even though the legislature would need to obtain a supermajority vote to impose the tax itself, creates a lot of problems going forward.
Now, do you plan to appeal this to the state Supreme Court, petition them to hear this?
Yes, we will ask the Arizona Supreme Court to take the case. And of course, we will continue to fight for the constitutionally limited government and taxpayer rights of Arizonans.
Now, two courts have ruled against your side so far. Why are you optimistic the high court would see things differently?
Because the question here is the interpretation of Prop 108. And the Arizona voters had overwhelmingly supported this in 1992 to constrain the government's power to collect money, whether by tax fee or assessment. And they provided an extremely narrow exception, allowing administrators, once properly authorized, to collect the levy to adjust the amount without having to go back to the legislature for permission. That question being so important, we believe the Arizona Supreme Court needs to take this case and decide the breadth of Prop 108.
Is it possible that this decision and this case could ultimately be irrelevant depending on what happens in Congress with a replacement to or changes to the Affordable Care Act?
Yes, in fact, that's one possibility that, the block grant question that is being discussed at the federal level might make the Medicaid expansion question largely a side issue. But the major issue here is the will of the voters when they enacted Prop 108. And that that question will not go away just because the Medicaid expansion issue gets resolved at the federal level.
There are implications here larger than just Medicaid expansion and this hospital assessment. As you're saying, it's the larger issue of Prop 108 and what is a tax and what is not a tax.
That's right.
Adi Diner is a Goldwater Institute attorney. He's part of the legal team representing the challengers to Medicaid expansion. Adi, thanks a lot for your time.
Thank you.